Now, about 2 weeks ago, Henrietta McCervey spoke to us about her book, A Talented Man, her take on Bram Stoker's Dracula. While she was in, she shared one of her artistic loves. I think you will know what it is by the music.
My name is Henrietta McCervey, and I love The Sopranos. And yeah, spoiler alert if you've never seen it, but also, if you've never seen it, why not? You've had two decades. 86 episodes aired between 1999 and 2007. It is the original box set from when the term was just a packaging description. I watched The Sopranos, voted the best TV show of the last century, pretty much from start to finish every 2 years. In the first episode, mob boss Tony Soprano has suffered a panic attack and is reluctantly visiting a psychiatrist.
My understanding from Dr. Cusimano, your family physician, is that you collapsed, possibly a panic attack. You were unable to breathe.
They said it was a panic attack. Of course, all the blood work and the neurological work came back negative. And they sent me here.
You don't agree that you had a panic attack? How are you feeling now?
Good. Fine. Back at work.
What line of work are you in?
Waste management consultant.
He is bullishly uneasy, uncomfortable. It's good to be in something from the ground floor, he tells Dr. Malfi. I came in too late for that, I know. But lately I'm getting the feeling I came in at the end. The best is over. And I'm hooked every time. Many Americans, I think, feel that way, Dr. Malfi replies. The scene is more than 20 years old, yet the conversation's still valid today. Mobster in Therapy was used as a shorthand descriptor for the show, but from the pilot featuring Tony's first encounter with Jennifer Malfi, its knowing self-awareness, the sparkling flashes of brutal comedy, made it far more than just another mob drama.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and go on Sally, Jesse, Raphael and talk about their problems. Whatever happened to Gary Cooper, the strong, silent type? That was an American. He wasn't in touch with his feelings. He just did what he had to do. See, what they didn't know was once they got Gary Cooper in touch with his feelings, that they wouldn't be able to shut him up. And then it's dysfunction this, and dysfunction that, and dysfunction my fungal.
These murderers are not cardboard cutout gangsters. Sure, there are goons in suits, but there is also Tony in an old bathrobe. A man forever walking down to his gate to pick up the morning paper. A man forever trying to begin again. It is also a family drama, with multiple overlapping layers and complex spoken and unspoken needs and desires. David Chase cuts away conventions and clichés, exploring both male and female characters with ruthless precision. Paulie Walnuts is a petty germaphobe.
What the fuck you doing? Lunch is ready.
Wash my hands.
You just washed your hands.
Then I tied my shoes.
So what?
I can't stand touching fucking shoelaces. You ever go to tie your shoes and you notice the end of your laces are wet? From what? Why would they be wet?
I got no fucking idea.
You go to public bathrooms? You stand at the urinal?
Oh, fuck, come on, will you?
He's asking me, I'm telling him. And frankly, it's important. Even if the lace is dry, and even if you don't touch the body of the shoe, bacteria and virus migrate from the sole up.
You see this on TV?
I gotta watch TV to figure out the world. Your average man's shithouse is a fucking sewer.
Uncle Junior is made fragile and paranoid by rumours of what he likes to get up to between the sheets. Chris Moltisanti thinks he wants out, but his understanding of real life outside the mob is as clichéd as us viewers' previous perceptions of life inside. David Simon once described his Baltimore crime drama series The Wire, which premiered just 3 years after The Sopranos, as being about the search for meaningful work in America today. This has some truth for The Sopranos too, I think, except it is the search for meaning itself. Psychoanalysis fails for Tony. His wife Carmela's search for forgiveness fails. My favourite line, which is as good a blueprint for living as any, is Carmela's. More, she tells Tony, more is lost by indecision than the wrong decision. Morally ambiguous, consistently unpredictable, charismatic, James Gandolfini's Tony towers over everyone around him. He murders 8 people himself and sanctions many other deaths. And yet, in an episode in the 3rd season, I desperately hoped he would kill the man who has raped Dr. Melfi, but because of a procedural error, is released without charge. She knows a word to Tony is a death sentence. We know. She chooses to say nothing.
You want to say something?
No.
The Many Saints of Newark, David Chase's movie prequel, is scheduled for release next year. James Gandolfini died in 2013, age 51. His son Michael is playing young Tony Soprano in the film. And so it goes on. It remains to be seen if The Best of the Sopranos is actually over, but I'm looking forward to being back on the ground floor.
Henrietta McCurvey there on her love of The Sopranos with a little bit of the inevitable cursing and foul-mouthedness of both Paulie and Tony. The latest novel, rather, from Henrietta McCurvey is A Talented Man.